The independent insurance agency space is getting turned on its head right now. And the next 3 to 8 years are going to be messy, exciting, and potentially revolutionary. I'll be broadcasting the journey one agent at a time as we all scramble to piece together the agency of the future, technology, and the unrelenting battle for your clients' attention. You are listening to the Insurance Scramble.
I think the most important thing that we can do as an industry is just continue to recenter ourselves on being a trusted advisor and therefore building and strengthening the relationship off of that factor.
Are we kind of moving towards a hospitality type of industry where we're selling more of an experience? Or are we kind of, you know, are we selling a policy, or we have to be both? What's kind of, give me your quicker version of your previous answer on that, because I really wanted to hear more what you had to say about it.
You know, if we want to just sell policies and provide a number in terms of a quote, then that's okay, and some agents run their business that way. But us as an agency really focus on the client education, and whether it takes a half hour to present a quote or 2 hours to present a quote, I want to make sure that the client has all their questions answered, that they have an understanding of what they're paying $3,000 or $5,000 or $7,000 a year for, and that ultimately, in the event there is a claim, at least give them an idea of what that policy language is going to provide them at the time of a claim. So I think through the education is ultimately where we'll continue to build that relationship and strengthen that relationship so that, you know, at the time of need, they can call us and they either have an idea of, you know, maybe that isn't going to be covered because Dan and I had that conversation and I vaguely remember this. You know, here's why, here's where it is. And again, at least they have a general sense of, oh yeah, you know, I know we had a broad discussion on how the policy works. So, long-winded answer, but I think ultimately, if we're going to continue to succeed and grow as an industry, we really need to refocus on being an advisor, a trusted advisor, that is not just pawning policies, that is not just selling on price. I think we'll succeed.
Whether you're watching on Instagram TV or listening to the podcast, this is the Insurance Scramble. On a weekly basis, I'm reaching out to different agents around the country, digging in a little more deeply into their struggles, their hustle, how they're adapting to new technology, but most importantly, fostering and building these relationships where we can really just grow together. My guest today is Dan Kane. He's out in King of Prussia, Pennsylvania, and Kane Insurance Group. Dan, one aspect of your business that I am really excited to read about is how you pay it forward with your referral program. Can you touch on a little bit about the charitable contributions you have through your agency?
Yeah, sure. So one of the things, you know, and this kind of goes back to establishing that relationship and building that client relationship, one of the things that we focus on is giving back to the community. So basically, we'll provide a $10 gift card to Wawa, which is a local gas station. They're growing everywhere in the country, though, so most may now know what Wawa is. But then also provide a $10 charity donation, charitable donation to the charity that they choose. And so right now, and we're always tweaking, but right now we have six charities, some of which are more local. As an example, the place where we rescued our own dog, and just trying to build off of that local presence and being involved in the community. You know, it's one thing to say I'm a State Farm agent, sorry to pick on State Farm, but to say I'm a State Farm agent and State Farm donates all this money to the community, and it's a lot different to take a picture actually being in the community and, you know, helping out, just showing that we really are more than we just say and that we're actually, you know, stepping up to the plate and do what we say we're going to do. So, so the referral program itself, to answer the question, is just tied into that component. But being a part of the community and giving back to the community is really important to us.
Yeah, strengthens those community ties and
absolutely
reminds folks of what it means to give to each other, regardless of your business. All right, real quick, last question. Fast forward to 2023. I'm here and I ask my Alexa or my Google Assistant, hey, why should I do business with Dan Kane? What's Alexa say to me when I ask him that?
Yeah, so it's a good question. And it is one of those things to try to come up with. You know, right now, one of the big pushes we have with my newest team member is to come up with kind of our mantra or mantras. So what are really the 5 or 10 things that we're going to live by? And, you know, what really does differentiate us? And there are great agents around me. I know there are great agents around me because I'm friends with some of them. So it's not to say that I am any better than that person down the road, per se. However, going back to the first question in terms of education, I think that we as an agency do that a lot more than other agencies out there. I think as we do make this push to be involved in the community, our name may be more recognizable, or actually I can tell you at certain events I've been at is much more recognizable. I think, you know, that's really where it comes into play. And then just as we continue to build the ties with our clients, making it more of a relationship and not just from a work perspective. But as I have, you know, I organize an annual charity event for the American Cancer Society. As I have that event, I will invite clients, and that's great. I think it you know, continues to form strong relationships. So to answer your question, I would say, you know, the community involvement, of which I think we're doing a good job, we need to continue to push more of that, will separate us. And really the education, I think the client experience that we provide, again, will be different from others, you know, better than some, worse than some. But, you know, if a client enjoys and appreciates that part of the relationship with us, then I think they'll find themselves pretty happy.
I thank you so much, man. I know you're busy today. I know we've went over time a little bit, but thank you. It's absolutely always great to catch up with you. And, yeah, let's talk soon, okay?
Absolutely.
All right, buddy.
I'll talk to you.
See you.